In Pinellas County, Catholic Charities officially broke ground today on the second phase of a tent city for the homeless. Pinellas Hope originally opened in December of 2007 as a unique public-private partnership to create a new facility for the homeless in the county. Pinellas County Commissioner Ken Welch was at today's ceremony and has been a leading advocate for the homeless on the county commission.
Well, phase two is more permanent housing, apartments, efficiency type housing that is more transitional, more long-term in approach, as compared to Pinellas Hope phase one, which was more emergency shelter in the tents on the premises.
Now, I understand Catholic Charities has said they need roughly about $600,000 to keep the facility running for next year. They're going to compete for that money with other homeless organizations in the county, and you're going to make that decision next week. Is that correct?
Well, we will finalize the budget next week, and this is part of the county's overall budget. The county administrator has allocated $1 million in one-time money for homeless programs. And so the funding for Pinellas Hope will come out of that $1 million bucket. A committee is giving us recommendations on how those dollars should be allocated, but the final decision is the county commission's. And I'm very hopeful that we'll go ahead and fund that $600,000 for Pinellas Hope. We've funded it every year since it started. It's been very successful. It has exceeded the expectations and some of the performance standards that were developed, and it started out as an experiment, but I think it's proven to be a very worthwhile project for Pinellas County.
The biggest city in Pinellas County, of course, is St. Petersburg, which has had its issues with homelessness over the years, as all big cities have had. Not too long ago, the city of St. Petersburg was named by the National Coalition for the Homeless as one of the meanest cities in the country. They were referring to some of the ordinances that have been passed over the last couple of years. I know some people involved there say that's an unfair rap, but Ken Welch, talk to us about what's happened in St. Pete with the homeless. Where do you think the city is on that level right now?
Well, the city has, without question, had some missteps. When you go back to the tent flashing incident, and there have always been, discussions and debates about, First Amendment rights. In my opinion, being homeless is not a crime. But I think, on the other hand, St. Pete has been very supportive of initiatives like Pinellas Hope. They have not wavered from their $250,000 investment in Pinellas Hope, and they've went ahead and put that in their budget for next year. So yes, mistakes have been made in St. Pete, but I don't think St. Pete is much different from, if you travel US 19 in Pinellas County, you'll see panhandlers and other issues. And as you travel certainly around the state and the country, you see those same kind of issues. So every metropolitan area is dealing with homelessness. Certainly, St. Pete has made some mistakes, but they've done some good things as well. And partnering with Pinellas County on Pinellas Hope is just one example of that.